"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We were detoured a bit the last hour of Friday's show in and around the Moist Line. We were following a pretty crazy police chase. And we now know over the weekend a lot more about what we were dealing with. This is the guy that ended up carjacking a pickup truck and driving incredibly recklessly for many miles, sometimes crossing into the oncoming lanes, of course, using the shoulder. But everybody noticed in every story on this thing that happened Friday that he did slow down and wait a moment for students passing through a crosswalk along one of, and so in other words, he didn't try to just barrel through the crosswalk. He did slow up and he waited because a bunch of students who were crossing with the light were busy in the crosswalk getting across the way. He could have tried to push through them and maybe gotten them to spread out for him, but he waited.
If he had upped the dosage on whatever drugs he was flying high on, he might have run them all down.
Yeah, I think the adrenaline gets going with these guys once that they get so worked up. Anyway, what we were dealing with is a 44-year-old guy by the name of Benjamin Gonzalez, who from one of the photos taken, the picture in the story I'm looking at, looks like he's got a man bun as he ran from the car afterward. Finally.
That's embarrassing. Man buns are one of the most embarrassing things a man can have. It really is. If you're going to be some kind of long hair freak, wear it proudly. Let it flap in the breeze. But tying it up like a in a bun, that is just sad. It really is the saddest look. Whenever I see a man bun on a guy, all I can think of is this loser. This guy's just a loser.
So here is what unfolded in kind of the complete story. Ontario police notified Corona police about a pursuit and a hit-and-run collision that occurred in Chino. Did you get all that? That's three different places. Ontario, Corona, Chino. With the assistance of the Ontario Police Department helicopter, Corona police located this guy in his vehicle and tried to conduct a traffic stop. This is back in Corona on Ontario Avenue. However, they thought because he was driving dangerously, they didn't actually pursue the vehicle. So a Riverside police helicopter arrived and was watching this guy from overhead. He drove into a Shell gas station parking lot in Corona, and he entered the food mart with a rifle. Upon exiting the food mart, he confronted a 37-year-old Corona resident, a man, and carjacked his pickup truck. Suspect fired at least one rifle round during the confrontation. The suspect then led people, police on the law. This is where we picked it up,
the high-speed pursuit. I don't think he's a suspect. I think he actually did all this. I saw it with my own eyes.
Right. So it started in Corona, then came into Orange County and Los Angeles County. More than an hour, and as I said, he was driving on the wrong sides of the road. He made his way through Orange County before heading north. It ended up in the Harbor City area of L.A., where the pickup truck slammed into a light pole that he apparently it wouldn't start. He couldn't move it.
But he jumped
and then
down.
He got out. He jumped out and tried to run.
Oh, he tried to carjack another vehicle. And it turns out this guy has, quote, a violent criminal history. Has anybody fleshed out what the violent criminal history is? The age of 44. He's not slowing down. Looks like he's in the prime of his life now.
And what are we telling people almost every show? They're closing all the prisons. They're finding new ways to reduce sentences. These are the types of people that are going to be out there. Probably in years past, somebody with a long criminal record might still be in prison today. But the prisons are emptying at an unbelievable rate. What was that number? They're down to 95,000. What was the number a few years ago?
160.
Look at that.
It
was at least 65,000 people who would probably still be in prison that have been released in the last couple of years.
Yeah,
think about that.
This guy surely would be. But, you know, why aren't they releasing the details? And why isn't anybody in the idiot media demanding for the details and getting the details? This should be public record. Every bad thing this guy has ever done going back to kindergarten should be public record now. Because these legislators ought to be indicted. The governor ought to be indicted for letting a character like this loose.
Yeah, so that's the only thing we don't know yet. And usually it takes a reporter to dig around to find the details of this guy's long criminal history.
Nobody's
probably
interested.
Somewhere in there we'll see something dealing with AB 109 or Prop 57, some other method or means to put this guy on the streets quicker.
Or some stupid plea bargain he did.
That's the worst one. You're right. That's always underreported. The plea bargains are way off the chart now.
And this is you can't.
Our courts are too crowded, so we have to negotiate with these people in order to get to quicker justice.
No excuses. No excuses accepted. If this guy has a bad history, then he should be in prison. I don't want to hear anybody's reason anymore. Put him in prison. Have the trial. Go for the conviction. Get the full sentence. And the full sentence should be imposed. And no parole. And no time off for anything. That is the new system that needs to be enacted. Because then guys like this won't be running around. Do you want the guy running around or not? Would life be better if this guy was in prison for the rest of his life? Of course it would be. So why not do it?
This guy, if you remember, was firing his gun right through the windshield of the car. Remember that? I'm surprised that this ended. Obviously, the car wouldn't run, so he got out and ran, but I thought he would still have the gun with him.
I think
just tackled him and hogtied him.
I think this guy was jacked up in some...
want to excuse him with drugs. I think criminals are lifetime criminals.
It's not excusing. It's the cause of the behavior. Like, this guy's behavior was really, even outside most car chase situations, right? I mean, when you're firing a weapon through your own window, when you're driving on the wrong side of the road, when you're crossing diagonally at a traffic light intersection, what would cause your brain to do that and not have the normal brake on your impulses that all of us have? Well, it's too many drugs.
Or I think it's just people that they're gang members or whatever. They find this to be cool. I'm gonna outrun the police here. And the adrenaline gets pumping, and they think that they're in some sort of a movie situation here. I was just trying to see if there was any update on his criminal history, but most of these stories are still 2 days old.
Because all the reporters are lazy. There's no follow-up done. You know, you could have bots writing these stories. Maybe bots are writing these stories.
Yeah, it was the Corona Police Department that put out the violent criminal history line. So, and by the way, Gonzalez is just identified as of Los Angeles County. Well, that's pretty broad. One other story does say he might be from the city of L.A., but some are just saying L.A. County.
Why is it hard to get an address? Or is he a homeless guy?
Well, that's what I also
Or is he an illegal alien?
He's recently released from prison. He probably doesn't have it.
They don't give out any personal details. about these crazies anymore. You don't get anything. Why is that? Because it would it stigmatize him in some way?
Yeah.
This is nuts.
All right, we got more coming up on the John and Ken Show. KFI AM 640, we're live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We'll be checking in and what's going on in the San Bernardino Mountain communities after another long weekend. People are still frustrated trying to dig out, get some more supplies, get help with any situation they got going on. We'll be talking to Blake Trolley after the news at 2 o'clock for an update on what's going on up there. Also, over the weekend, while Dippity Doo was out of the state, he came back yesterday. You know, he declared an emergency over these storms and then left on some personal trip. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was here in Southern California.
And he was acting governor over the weekend.
That's nice. What did he do? Anything? Did he close? Did he reopen all the prisons and change all the sentencing laws?
He got snowblowers and snowplows into Lake Arrowhead.
Really, a Florida guy did that?
Yeah, a Florida guy. He's good. He's good.
He had much experience with snowplows in Florida.
He's up and coming.
We'll play some of the audio later on. He was at the Ronald Reagan Library, and although he hasn't formally declared he's running for president, that's the impression people get. And I saw a story over the weekend. And I think this gets a little overlooked because California being as it is, you know, this incredibly blue state, the legislature is like 2/3 or more Democrats, all the statewide officials are Democrats. There are 5 million Republican voters in California, 5 million. That's a lot when you throw that over the whole country and you talk about delegates to a convention. You get it? That's why it's important.
Oh,
they still have to campaign here.
Yeah, there are more Republican voters in California than there are in most states.
To 5 million. Yeah. That's the border of the population of many states.
And it's a big fundraising area too, because there's many wealthy Republicans that live in California. So this is not an insignificant place. Just because the Republicans lose elections doesn't mean that there isn't a lot of Republican energy here that candidates need.
Right.
And especially the money that they need.
Right. And there'll be delegates for the convention to be had. So they'll be making trips out here. It just won't be as important. What they might be doing is fishing for the primary. I think the general election, we probably won't be seeing so much Republican candidates.
No, but we've got the most Republican delegates of any state in the union.
Right.
So you know it's huge to win the California primary.
All right. So we'll also get to that coming up a bit later on. We're talking about violence and crime. And the reason we are is because we point out time and time again that because they've emptied the prisons in the state of California, there's more of these people on the streets. We know for sure that the guy who ran on that long police chase last Friday after carjacking a pickup truck has a long, violent criminal history. He's a great example of somebody who's out there that probably should not be out there. We were doing this story 5 or 10 years ago. We wouldn't be talking about a guy like that, most likely. It was actually a pretty violent weekend altogether. On Saturday, a 28-year-old man stabbed 6 people during an early morning melee in downtown Los Angeles.
A melee?
That's the word I have here in the Channel 4 story. They went with M-E-L-E-E, melee.
You ever hear someone use the word melee in ordinary
and melee
conversation?
Sounds soft. It sounds like
a melee.
Like a rugby scrum.
Right.
People are just kind of pushing each other and
honey, look, there's a melee down the block.
2:12 in the morning, paramedics got a report of a stabbing. This is West 7th Street. They rushed to the scene just after 2 a.m. Apparently, there was a confrontation to two groups of people, and this one 28-year-old man just began stabbing people. So whether these were gangs that met up or there was some other issue.
Would you want to be on 7th Street in L.A. at 2 in the morning on a Saturday?
Oof, no, but
you're asking for a knife in the back.
I know you'll enjoy this little extra note I saw in one story. They don't believe any homeless people were involved. Because that's the first thing I thought of in that area of downtown Los Angeles.
Right.
Was it some sort of a rage where a homeless guy got into a fight over someone else because it's 2 in the morning, arguing over some property or woman?
So these were housed people meleeing.
I guess
it
just said
people meleeing.
They were housed people, right?
Yeah.
And then we had an even bigger story where two men opened fire at a beach in San Pedro, a place called Royal Palms Beach. This also happened on Saturday night. In fact, five men were still hospitalized after the shooting. There was 30 to 50 people who were attending a small reggae concert along the San Pedro Strand Saturday evening. And again, there was some sort of altercation with a group of men who were barbecuing at the beach, and then suddenly people started opening fire.
Opening fire at a barbecue. Well,
it makes you wonder. You never want to, I mean, we talk about this with road rage. You just don't really want to get in any kind of a physical or verbal confrontation with anybody anymore, because if you don't know them, they might have a gun. And that's what can happen.
There's also a lot of gang activity in San Pedro, too.
There is a lot, right.
I mean,
the victims ranged in age from 20 to 50. Two victims in critical condition, two others in serious condition. What's her name? Began barking quickly, I guess, because she's one of the big government people there. Your friend Janice Hahn, the LA County supervisor.
What is she going to do?
And you have an LA City Council member, Tim McGosker.
Yeah, he replaced Joe Buscaino.
Joe Buscaino, right. Who were just lamenting this violence. And now I think they're going to go with a curfew at the beach on the weekends or something.
Here's the thing. They want an earlier closing time on the beach. This is what they do. Instead of throwing bad guys in prison and keeping them there, it's, well, nobody can use the beach now. Everybody's got to go home now.
That is exactly how they do it.
No, Janice Hahn.
And what else she said? There's just too many guns. We just had the shooting in Monterey Park, and now we've had this. And she just focuses right again on the guns and not keeping the bad people where they belong in a prison.
Yeah, try this. Put people away in prison for long sentences. See what happens. What are we going to lose here? I cannot stand that they say the same damn stupid thing. Every single incident, they've got exactly the same response. Is no intelligence at all. Just no IQ at all. Janice Hahn has a negative IQ. Put the bad guys in prison. Keep them there. Then there's nobody on the beach to shoot. Then there's nobody carjacking cars and taking people on freeway chases. Put them away. Leave them there. What do you care if they're in prison a long time? Why does it bother you? What's it to you? Because I don't understand.
Why
are people upset if bad guys are in prison a long time?
I don't know. I could see family members of the prisoners bitching, but I can't understand. You're right.
There are
so many politicians and writer hacks who all they do is obsess about that there's too many people in prison.
Yeah. I have no interest in the number of people in prison. I have a huge interest in how many former prisoners are running around committing violent crimes. But if you told me there were 10,000 people in prison, 510,000 people, I'd say, hey, whatever. If they did the crime, they got caught, fine, put them away. If we have to build 50 more prisons or 1,000 more prisons, fine, go do it. Whatever it takes. I just want to be able to walk the street at night. Go to the beach. Go to a concert, right? And not worry about getting stabbed by some lunatic who's already spun through the system a dozen times. What is with people's interest in how men... What do you care what happens to these people? Let them rot in prison. They already made their choices. They can't control their impulses.
These guys got away. They drove off in a silver sedan. And in the last update I have, I don't think they've been caught yet. So you're right. The response instead was, well, let's just prevent people from gathering like this, and we'll just close the beach.
Yeah, no more barbecues.
And then we'll find a way. And you know what? You know what Hahn also said? Janice Hahn? I did see this quote, too. And it's so sad because not too far away from there, we just had a gun buyback day.
She did not say that.
She did, yes.
She actually said that?
Yeah, they did. They had one of those events over the weekend.
Oh, what a foolish person.
So you see, if the guys in the silver sedan had just stopped off at the gun buyback,
right?
They turned in their guns for whatever they give you, a gift card or something.
They wouldn't
have been possessing the guns to shoot people at the beach at San Pedro.
Yeah.
That's kind of the logic, right?
That's so sad. Mr. Psycho Criminal didn't bring his gun to gun buyback day. so he could get a gift certificate.
What if she learned about those buybacks? It's usually old rusty guns and nothing. It's not like gang members are walking up there with their latest models.
Hey, you want my AK-47?
Yeah.
Want my AR-15?
It's another one that escapes me, this obsession with gun buybacks. Look at that. We just removed 50 guns from the community. Can I see them? And who gave them to you?
We actually have talking vegetables running this city. I'm out of words. I'm out of ways to describe this. This can't possibly get stupider than Janice Hodd saying, oh, we just had a gun buyback. Get out of here.
All right, we've got more coming up. John and Ken Show, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Tomorrow finally begins the trial of the disgraced, sidelined city councilman Mark Ridley Thomas.
Oh, good.
This story is unbelievable. He has raised over $1.5 million for donors to pay his pricey lawyers. I want to read you one quote from Fred Rosen, the former CEO of Ticketmaster. They have their own problems, don't they?
Yeah. Look at some of these companies that donate money to him.
He pitched in $4,100, and he told the El Segundo Times, I don't know the facts. I don't want to know the facts. He's a friend, and you stand by your friends when they have issues. Several people, Thomas Saffron, an affordable housing developer in Brentwood.
Oh, well, there
gave you $6,600. Same thing. I don't know the details of what's going on, but I think the world of him.
Where is the affordable housing in Brentwood? What development is that exactly?
Was that part of the state law that they have to start building?
I don't know. That's news to me.
Well, the long list of donors in this story include, oh my gosh, the disgraced former Dodgers owner, Frank McCourt, who gave $25,000.
Did Frank McCourt just hate Los Angeles? I mean, he almost destroyed the Dodgers.
Mr. Parking Lots?
Yeah, Mr. Parking Lots. He almost destroys the Dodgers, and then he's donating money to this obvious crook.
Yeah.
I mean, let's remember that Ridley Thomas was sending bribes to the dean of the USC School of Social Work.
Marilyn Flynn is her name, and she pled guilty.
Yeah, she pled guilty. She admitted that, Ridley Thomas gave her stuff.
Now, this happened when he was on the LA County Board of Supervisors, is the allegation. He helped steer contracts to USC Social Work School in exchange for a bunch of benefits to his dud son, Sebastian Ridley Thomas.
Yes, it was county tax money that he used to bribe the dean of the social work school, and all to pump up his dud loser son. I mean, and you give money to that? Frank McCourt?
Apparently.
What a nut.
Very pricey lawyers. Some of them are coming from San Francisco. They work for as much as $1,000 an hour.
Because he's very guilty. That's why.
He's already spent money. He's already borrowed money. And of course, again, he's not being paid. He's suspended from the Los Angeles City Council. I mean, the argument was, well, he's not accused of these crimes while serving on the council, so he should still be a member of the council. He was on the Board of Supervisors is the claim here, but that didn't hold up, or at least not so far. And he's not getting paid. And it also says unless he resigns, he can't take some other paid position, I guess, in government, unless he resigns from the city council.
He should be permanently kicked out of government. There's no question he did this.
19 counts, conspiracy, bribery, and fraud. And then you get to the best part of the story. Of the more than 63,000, and I'll emphasize the word here, federal criminal cases. Again, the feds are coming after Ridley Thomas. Of the 63,000 that were resolved in 2021, more than 90% ended in a guilty plea. So there you go, Mr. Ridley Thomas. It seems pretty likely that you, like the rest of the bums that they usually ensnare in these cases, are not going to walk away from this one.
Because the federal prosecutors are the best in the country. If you're a star prosecutor, right, you want to play in the major leagues, you're a lawyer, you have a prosecutorial mindset, you have the talents and the brain power. These guys are really smart. They're much smarter than Ridley Thomas. This is kind of a dumb crime he did, right? He left so much evidence behind it, the paperwork and all the communications with Flynn. But you can't go up again. They only do it when they're absolutely sure that they can get a conviction.
But about the only thing they can argue, and I don't even think this holds up, but she pled guilty, so she knew she was bribing a politician. They're going to say, I didn't know this was a bribe. I just thought that my son deserved some positions at USC, and she helped get him in.
He got special treatment. When you get special treatment, look.
Again, he was given free tuition. He was given some job with a nonprofit there. He was given some sort of professorship, I think.
They have a lot of evidence of them communicating with each other because this deal has to be negotiated. Flynn and Ridley Thomas have to decide what are the terms of the deal and whether it's in writing or whether it was a series of phone calls, probably a lot of emails, I'm sure. Maybe there's taped evidence that the feds had. But in any event, she's going to explain when she testifies, if it goes that far, when she testifies, she's going to say, here's how we communicated. Here's how we talked, whether it was by text, by email, by phone. You met in a coffee shop, whatever it is. So there's no claiming I didn't know, because these things don't happen randomly. Your son doesn't just randomly get a degree, randomly get a professorship. It's not like he opened the mail. It's like, oh, look what I won, Dad. I won a professorship at USC. Ah, they paid my tuition, too. I got a free degree. Wow, how'd that happen? No.
They think that this defense team he hired, which includes a Silicon Valley law firm called Dory Tangri, which represented Genentech and other biotech companies, and defeated Novartis at trial for infringing on a skin cancer treatment drug, they think this is a $3 to $5 million legal bill that Mark Ridley Thomas will ultimately face. And on top of the fact that if you go to trial and you lose, you're probably going to get a longer prison term than if you negotiated some kind of plea deal, which is what Marilyn Flynn did.
He's got one of the biggest egos of anybody I ever met in politics, though.
I think that's a big part of this.
He is a pompous, self-important blowhard. He really is, because I've met him a few times, and he actually puffs up like a bullfrog as he gets full of himself. He loves to hear himself talk. From what I understand, he was a big bully on the LA County Board of Supervisors. He loved to bully the other women on the supervisory board, and they allowed him to bully them.
Big surprise. And some donors are lobbyists or affiliated with lobbyists. He's calling in all his political favors here, isn't he?
Well, because these are the people.
I'll be back. You're right, because he is a very confident person. So I'll be back, and I'll remember you if you give to my defense fund. Isn't it something like that?
He has a big booming voice. He's got a big belly, like he's an imposing figure. He's got a lot of self-importance and aggression. And if anybody crosses him, he can always start shouting about racism. And he's done that too in his career. So he becomes bulletproof. Everybody's afraid to touch him because he's so nasty and belligerent. And
I can only remember him being on the show once, and I remember it didn't go well. I don't remember what the topic was. And of course, he came on our radar big time when he took over that seat on the LA County Board of Supervisors. Remember, he renovated the whole office at high cost? That was a big deal.
Oh, right? And remember, he started...
Again, he's like a king. I'm coming in now, and I'm going to show you that I'm more important
than my predecessor. You remember, he started a protest movement against us?
Oh, yeah, that's a long ago story.
Yeah, because we said the Coliseum was in a crappy neighborhood back when they were still trying to get an NFL team in the Coliseum. And so he actually claimed that calling the Coliseum... being in a crappy neighborhood with some kind of racism, and then he organized a protest in front of the radio station to chant, hey, hey, ho, ho, John and Ken have got to go. That's what he did.
He's getting money from religious people, a presiding bishop. He's getting money from, it's a lot of developers. Well, developers, yes. Ministers, bureaucrats, and lobbyists.
Because in case he gets back into power, they want him to grease the system so they could build their buildings. Yeah. Developers don't care generally in this city about right and wrong. They don't care how corrupt the system is. They just want to play the game. What does it take to get the building built? Because they make so much money, right? So in the budget, it's probably under miscellaneous or other expenses, is the bribe money. is the money used to pay off politicians, either legally or through campaign donations or when they have special funds like this, right? He has a special fund now to raise money for his defense, or they have some special nonprofit that's actually a cover for a slush fund that they use for their own personal enjoyment.
All right, we got more coming up. Again, we'll be checking on the San Bernardino Mountain communities after 2 o'clock. Apparently, those people are still very frustrated about being able to dig out and get some more help. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, we'll be checking in after 2 o'clock with reporter Blake Trolley on the San Bernardino Mountain people, who, of course, have been snowed in for what's rapidly coming up on 2 weeks. Some progress over the weekend, but still a lot of frustrated people who are trying to dig out and trying to get somewhere to get supplies and get some semblance of a life back again. So we'll get to that. Meanwhile, over the weekend, officials up there did hold a news conference where they admitted that they were not prepared for this. And they did not think it was going to be this much snow this quickly that would inundate the community. So they didn't have the equipment they needed to help dig out faster. All right, so we'll talk about this after the news.
I have many, many issues with those statements, but we'll get to that later.
We present some audio now from the HBO television program Bill Maher. It looks like 80. Is he 80, Bernie Sanders? 80?
No, I think he's older than 80. Let me see. Bernie Sanders.
Is he 82 now?
Age. 81. He will be 82 on September the 8th.
I always mix them up. Pelosi, I know, is like 82. Mm. And Biden, obviously, is 80. And I see. And Sanders is about to turn 82. He came on Real Time with Bill Maher, and we have one exchange with people talking.
Yes. This is important, okay? Because, you know, all our lives we've heard about equality, which should be equality of opportunity. And a few years ago, the woke scoundrels changed it to equity, and it confused people. And equity is about equality of outcome, which is a basic tenet of socialism or communism.
In fact, the way it's described here, it's quite simple. You're right. Equality says individuals or groups of people are given the same resources or opportunities, but equity recognizes that each person has different circumstances and allocates the exact resources and opportunities needed to reach an equal outcome.
Equal outcome.
So equity is more like the quota thing, if you think of it that way, recognizing that some people are behind the eight ball in life and they need extra help.
But you end up with the same result no matter how much talent you have or education or skills or whatever else differentiates between somebody who has more and somebody who has less.
Right. So for the woke people, equality's not enough.
No.
We need this thing called equity, and that's why you heard Newsom carry on about that so much, especially during the pandemic.
Yeah. No, it's communism, socialism. That's what that is.
Well, Bill Maher is asking Bernie Sanders about these terms, and here's what happened.
Are we confusing equality of opportunity with trying to guarantee equity in outcomes? Okay, that's interesting, because I think this word equity has come into the language in the last few years, and before that we didn't hear it a lot, and I think a lot of people hear equity and they hear equality, that like it's the same word, and it's not the same word in the same concept. So how would you differentiate between equity and equality?
Well, equality, we talk about, I don't know what the answer to that is. Come to think of it, you know, equality is equality of opportunity. All right? We live in a society, we want all people to have whatever color your skin is.
Equity, I think, is more guarantee of outcome, is it not?
I think so. I think that's
okay. Quality. So which side do you come down on?
Equality.
Equality.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Again, equality means that everyone gets the same treatment, the same chances, the same resources. Equity means that everyone gets what they need to succeed. Do you see the difference there?
Now,
so
you know
what's
really
interesting? The woke people say we have to make up a lot of the differences that are out there.
This is what's interesting about this, is rarely has a politician been asked to define the term, right? And a lot of these are slogans, silly slogans. A lot of them, politicians just repeat them over and over as buzzwords. They're never challenged by reporters or in a debate setting to explain what the hell they're talking about. Like Newsom uses equity every 5 minutes, but nobody ever says, well, what does that mean?
That's right.
What do you think it means?
Oh, even I was confused. Like a year ago, I was like, well, isn't that equality?
Or, no, you're right.
It just changed the,
sure.
I thought it was like changing the tense of the word, you know, or something.
Yeah, yeah. No, so this is the thing. When he has to say it out loud, it sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? And even the dyed-in-the-wool socialist Bernie Sanders, even Bernie Sanders, when he says it out loud, it's like, well, no, I'm for equality. No, it's like, yeah, equity is stupid. Equity is a preposterous idea. Nobody is for equity other than activists who end up getting paid to promote equity.
It came from the theory of social justice, which we've talked about before.
Socialism, communism. There's nothing new. There are no new philosophies on how people should live. It's all the same
but
philosophy.
But Bernie's a more old-time socialist, so I don't think he's quite on this complete woke boat. I don't think he is.
No. But the whole...
That's why he chose equality.
Right. But he also chose it over equity because he realizes equity is absurd. It's never going to happen. It's unfair, impractical. It's just wrong. It's wrong morally.
Right. An example of equity is this idea that's hot right now to give reparations to everybody.
Right.
For whatever grievance.
Which is wrong, because you're taking money from people who didn't own slaves, and you're asking them to pay a penalty. And the answer is no to that.
Right.
But, I mean, they got a million ways to sell this nonsense, and it is just nonsense. And it's because, when was the last time you heard anybody try to define it? That conversation, first public conversation I've ever heard, where somebody in power was forced to define what the F they're talking about. And as soon as Bernie said it out loud, he realized, oh, this sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? And of course, he is ridiculous because he's a socialist who's a multimillionaire with three homes. So they're all phonies.
I'm looking at an online illustration of equality and equity. It's actually kind of funny. They used, like, I guess these guys are trying to get fruit off a tree. But one's got a bigger ladder, you see, so he has like a slight advantage. So while they may look equal in being able to reach the fruit, the guy with the taller ladder can get more of the fruit, so we don't have equity. You see?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, the explanation is kind of funny.
Of course, that the guy who has the taller ladder worked at three jobs and was able to save money to buy the taller ladder. The guy with the smaller ladder waited for his government check in the mailbox every week. Wasn't enough for him to get the big ladder.
All right, when we return, we'll be checking in with Blake Trolley, who's been covering the plight of the San Bernardino Mountain Community people in their efforts to dig out from all that snow. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.